Welcome to the Distribute podcast. I'm Bruce Stander, and today we're talking about how fast the hiring landscape has shifted, faster than anyone expected. Work that once took weeks of spreadsheets, emails, and manual posting can now happen in seconds.
And what surprised us most isn't the speed of automation, it's how much more important the human element has become because of it. As technology accelerates hiring, the role of judgment, relationships, and strategy has only grown.
When we built Distribute, we kept seeing the same trade-off everywhere. Scale versus quality. You could move fast and get noise, or slow everything down to find the right people. We didn't believe that a trade-off had to exist.
So today we're breaking down how intelligent recruitment is changing that equation. And what happens when automation finally starts working with people instead of against them?
The hiring landscape has shifted faster than anyone expected. Work that used to take weeks of spreadsheets, emails, and manual posting can now happen in seconds. But what surprised us most isn't the speed of automation, it's how much more important the human element has become because of it.
When we started building Distribute, we kept seeing the same pattern across the industry. Hiring teams were forced to choose between scale and quality. You could flood the market with postings and get noise, or you could slow everything down and hunt for quality one role at a time. We didn't believe that trade-off had to exist.
So we designed the platform to solve both problems at once. The distribution engine automatically pushes jobs across multiple channels with intelligence behind it. It evaluates role type, industry, and performance data. So postings go where they actually work. That's how teams are seeing thousands of applicants without sacrificing relevance. One of the most significant breakthroughs for us was compliance. OFCCP requirements were draining time and attention from hiring teams, especially government contractors. Instead of treating compliance as a separate task, we embedded it directly into the workflow. The result is simple but powerful. Compliance happens as jobs are posted, not after the fact. Teams are cutting 70 to 80% of the time they used to spend managing documentation.
Another core principle for us was integration. We didn't want companies to rip out their ATS and start over. The goal was to enhance what they already use. Seamless ATS integration means better analytics, clearer attribution, and cleaner data without disrupting existing systems. That's where we've seen improvements of 30 to 40% across key hiring metrics. We also made a deliberate pricing decision. Enterprise recruiting tools have traditionally been priced out of reach for smaller teams. We wanted to flip that model. By focusing on efficiency and intelligent automation, we've made enterprise-level capabilities accessible without enterprise-level cost. For many teams, that's translating into thousands saved each month.
But technology alone isn't what's driving the most significant results. The part we're most proud of is how our team works with clients. We don't believe in transactional support. When a partner runs into challenges, we treat it as a shared problem. That collaborative approach has helped some teams cut time to hire by nearly 60%, not just by using the software, but by rethinking their entire process with us. The reality is that hiring has become more complex, not less. Most companies now need specialized tools just to stay competitive. What we've done is consolidate that complexity into a single coherent system. By replacing fragmented workflows with one connected platform, teams are getting back 15 to 20 hours a week they used to lose to admin work.
Looking ahead, we see this as the next phase of recruitment. Not just automation, but intelligent recruitment. Systems that adapt to different hiring needs while amplifying human judgment instead of replacing it. That's why we're seeing stronger retention, better candidate alignment, and lower cost per hire all at once.
To us, the future of hiring isn't colder or more mechanical. It's faster, wiser, and more human. And if the early results are any indication, we're only just beginning to see what's possible when technology finally works in the service of people, not the other way around. What all of these points point to is a bigger shift in how recruitment works. By consolidating fragmented workflows into a single intelligent system, teams are reclaiming time, improving outcomes, and making better decisions with clearer data.
And that's the future we see. Not just faster hiring, but wiser hiring. Systems that adapt to different needs, handle complexity in the background, and amplify human judgment instead of replacing it. The results speak for themselves: stronger retention, better candidate alignment, lower cost per hire, and teams getting back 15 to 20 hours a week they used to lose to admin work.
To us, the future of hiring isn't colder or more mechanical. It's faster, more intentional, and more human. And if the early results are any indication, we're only just beginning to see what's possible when technology truly serves people. Thanks for listening to the Distribute podcast. Subscribe, share, and join us as we continue exploring the next phase of intelligent recruitment. Until next time, keep building hiring systems that work for people, not the other way around.